At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today's Friday, December 23rd.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to go bowling for the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl, kicking off tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN between Wake Forest and Missouri. This game will be taking place at Raymond James Stadium, home of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Currently, Wake Forest is listed as a 2.5-point neutral site favorite with a total of 58.5. Now, going into this matchup, we have two teams trending in opposite directions. Wake Forest finished the regular season 7-5, but they went just 1-4 down the stretch. They lost their regular season finale to Duke 34-31, failing to cover as a 3-point road favorite. Meanwhile, Missouri, 6-6 on the year, but they won their final two regular season games, including a big win over Arkansas, 29-27, winning outright as a 3.5-point home dog. Now, we've seen some very interesting line movement in this game between Wake and Missouri. This game opened with Wake Forest listed as a 3-point neutral site favorite, and early in the week, we actually saw this line get all the way down to pretty much a pick'em across the board, so it looked like early there was a ton of Missouri money coming in, dropping this line from Mizzou +3 all the way down to a pick. But over the last couple days, we've seen quite a bit of buyback on Wake Forest, bringing this line back up to Wake Forest -2.5. So it seems like once this bottomed out at, you know, pick'em, you had a lot of buyback here hitting Wake, bringing this line back up toward Wake. So you're still overall trending toward Missouri +3 down to 2.5. But again, I think that tells a little bit more of the story, the fact that it wasn't just the 3 down to 2.5, it was all the way down to a pick with a ton of buyback going the other way on Wake. Now, Wake is the public play, getting 63% of bets across the market. I'm looking at a couple variables here, though. Number one, we're right around the key number of 3. If you look at some of these books, at least a couple across the market, they are -2.5 at -115. So if you like Missouri, I think since it's a 6:30 p.m. game, it's going to be heavily bet. Everyone's, you know, heading home for the holidays here. You may see naturally this love for Wake Forest push this line back up to the key number of 3. So if you do like Missouri, you may want to wait and try to find the key number of 3 if it naturally gets up there with some late movement toward the Demon Deacons. If you like Wake Forest, 2.5, again, is probably going to be your best number here at this point. Now, aside from Wake being a public play, this late money coming back toward Wake, Missouri does have some issues here. They have a bunch of opt-outs and transfers. Missouri has 8 opt-outs and transfers overall, including players who are going to different teams, players who are also sitting out this game to protect their NFL draft stock. The top wide receiver on Missouri, Dominic Lovick, is out. Two of their top defensive players, Isaiah McGuire and DJ Coleman, are both out as they get ready for the NFL draft. Meanwhile, Wake Forest, this is going to be likely the last game of Sam Hartman, their longtime quarterback. So he is going to play, probably wants to end his career here on a high note here with Wake. And Wake, if you're going to bet Wake, you're really banking on their offense. They're averaging 37 points a game versus just 26 points a game for Mizzou. And now if you're going up against a Mizzou defense that has quite a few opt-outs and possible NFL draft picks here not playing, that could be a benefit toward Wake. And maybe that's part of this late my line movement back toward Wake once the news came out that you would have these opt-outs for Missouri. Missouri, though, of course, they do have a good defense, only giving up 25 points a game versus around 30 for Wake. But again, will that defense be a little bit decimated here with all these opt-outs? And really, you know, tracking opt-outs, betting against teams who have a lot of opt-outs and issues has been a really good good angle here, you know, so far this postseason and historically in bowl games, because I think it speaks to the motivation of the team. Like, if you're ready to go, everyone's playing, you know, that sends good vibes across your locker room. You're all in it together trying to win. When you have opt-outs, when you have coaches leaving, when you have guys sitting out for the NFL draft, again, what kind of motivation does that send through the locker room? That's a key factor when you're betting bowl games. Also, keep an eye on the total here. The total opened up as high as 63. We're all the way down to 58.5. And I can tell you, in New England, in Boston, the weather's an issue. It's freezing. It's windy. You're going to get that pretty much all across the country. This has been dubbed both NFL and these bowl games in college, kind of the crazy weather week here. So pay attention to the weather. It makes sense this total has fallen. 50-50 bet split, but yet the line has fallen with 60% of money on the under. And it's going to be about 50 degrees at Raymond James Stadium. It's not going to be freezing cold, but you are going to get 15-mile-per-hour winds. So it's a little bit of a windy underplay here. Missouri is 8-4 to the under, and Wake Forest is 7-5 to the under. So a lot of under money here with a windy game at the Buck Stadium. And again, it looked early like Mizzou was the sharp bet. You've had quite a bit of buyback here on Wake Forest, especially with a lot of these Mizzou guys not expected to play tonight in the Gasparilla Bowl.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to continue going bowling. Now look toward a afternoon game, 3 o'clock game, the Independence Bowl. It'll be played in Shreveport, Louisiana. This is between Houston and Louisiana. Currently, we have Houston listed as a 7-point neutral site favorite with a total of 56.5. Now going into this matchup, Louisiana is 6-6. They just beat Texas State 41-13, rolled Texas State as a 5-point road favorite, covering the number. Meanwhile, Houston, 7-5, but they fell to Tulsa in their last game, 37-30, and they were a 13-point home favorite in that one and lost outright. Now, we have seen a big line move here toward Houston. Houston opened as low as a 5-point neutral site favorite, and we've seen them get bet up to the key number of -7. That's obvious or notable here because it is a public play to Houston. Looks like maybe Pro and Joe, 64% of bets are on Houston, and we have seen that line again, -5 up to -7. Houston's offense, that's really the advantage here. They're averaging 37 points a game versus just 27 for Louisiana. Also, another reason why you saw kind of this line move to Houston is their two best players are actually going to play. So Clayton Toon, their quarterback, and their wide receiver Tank Dell, both have aspirations here for the NFL. There was a thought here that these guys may opt out and not play, but they actually are going to play. So that kind of makes sense with this line going to Houston. But now that the line has moved all the way to the key number of 7, my question is, now we're at the key number, do you start to see buyback? Do you start to see this line creep down to 7, or does it continue to rise up to 7.5? Once you get to key numbers, to me, it's notable you get to a key number, but then it's how long do you stay there, and in which way do you go after that? Do you go through the key number and just keep going up, 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 or down, 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 or is there buyback kind of going the other way? There could be some value at this point, especially if you start to see it maybe fall back down to 6.5, to maybe look at Louisiana +7. Number one intangible here is kind of a home field advantage. It's not technically Louisiana's home field, but it's not too far. I think it's about 15-20 minutes from their campus here. So you're going to have a crowd that is very friendly to Louisiana, pretty much in their backyard. Also kind of an inflated line. You know, you open around 5, now you're at 7. And a really good bet split here toward Louisiana. They're only getting 36% of bets, but 62% of the money. So pretty good bet split. And we have seen these bowl game dogs, 9-5 ATS. You saw another one cash yesterday with Air Force, which is another sharp bet that came through for the Morning Bets pod. Also keep an eye on the total. Another one that's dropped here, another weather-based under. This is going to be an outdoor stadium in Shreveport, Louisiana. Total open at 61. You're down to 56.5. It's going to be very cold, about 25 degrees, 15 mile per hour winds. So it would qualify as a windy under, and pretty good bet split to the under. Only 34% bets on the under, but 60% of dollars on the under. So kind of a windy under here. And again, movement toward Houston with their big guys playing, but maybe some buyback opportunity here on the plus 7 for an inflated Louisiana spot in their backyard. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro picks, best bets from VSiN experts, and all the insight and information you need to help you make a smart bet. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, you know I got to put in a hockey play. Give me the Edmonton Oilers tonight. Kind of a larger number here. They're minus 225, but I have a lot of system matches here on Edmonton. So I'm going to rock the Edmonton Oilers here. Again, every bet to me is bet Trist, not bet to win. I'm a flat better. I wrote about this in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So anytime you mention a number that's, you know, kind of higher end there on the chalk, again, I'm not risking 2.25 units on Edmonton to win one unit. I'm just risking my one unit. That way, if any play loses, I only lose one unit. I think if you bet to win and you start risking more, that's how you can, you know, kind of dig yourself a bit of a hole here with these larger favorites. But hockey is a chalk sport. That's why I do bet more chalk favorites in hockey. And there's really no contrarian value with not a lot of public here to bet against. So to me, it's a line move sport and a bet system sport. Number one, Edmonton, line move in their favor. They open against Vancouver tonight, 9 o'clock game, around a minus 215 home favorite. Now they're up quickly to minus 225. So as soon as that line dropped, you saw respected money lay the chalk with Edmonton. They match quite a few systems, sweet spot big favorites between minus 175 and minus 225. They are 96-40 this year, 71%. You also look at home favorites minus 200 or more off a win. They're 52-19, 73%. Favorites off a win, 186-104, 64%. But also, it's a rest versus tired advantage for Edmonton. The Edmonton Oilers last played on the 21st, so they had a couple days off here, versus Vancouver, who actually played last night against the Kraken, came back and won that game. So it's a bet against the team on the second leg of a back-to-back. That's a rest versus tired advantage for Edmonton. And that angle, a favorite versus a team on a back-to-back, 57-31, 65% this year. So that would match with Edmonton. Also, better offense here with Connor McDavid and Draisaitl. 3.7 goals a game versus 3.4 for Vancouver. Defensively, they're giving up 3.4 goals a game versus 4 for Vancouver. Also, much better special teams for the Oilers. 33% on the power play versus 26% for Vancouver. And on the PK, 72% versus just 67%. Also, maybe you're looking at a higher scoring game in this one. The total open at 6.5, juiced up around minus 115, minus 120. Now I'm seeing 6.5 over some books minus 130. So number one, you don't really get totals higher than 6.5. That's about as high as it goes. If you get to 7, you get quite a bit of buyback here. But we could be in for a bit of a shootout. You know, can you get 7 goals or more? These are two of the best over teams in the NHL. So a little lean to the over. 19-12 to the over Vancouver, and Edmonton 22-10. To the over. But I'm going to lay the chalk here. A lot of good system matches. Give me McDavid and Draisaitl. Give me the Oilers, minus 225. For my last Josh's Sweat of the night, I'm going to put in an NBA play here. Looking at a big night in the NBA with 14 games overall. But I'm going to take the over in the Spurs Magic game. Give me Spurs Magic, 7 o'clock, over 227. So right off the bat, this total opened 226.5. Immediately got hit to the over. First move went to the over. 227. So looks like some respect to money going over. Also, a lot of matches to the over. If you look at sweet spot overs in the NBA, you look at a non-division game where the total is between 225 and 230, just take the over. Very simple system here. It's 61-47 to the over, 57%. You also look at non-conference overs in general. Lack of familiarity, kind of benefiting the offense and being a detriment to the defense. You don't know how to match up. Those non-conference overs are 97-77, 56%. But the one that is a really good system match play for me is a non-conference game take the over if the home team missed the playoffs last year. Very simple, but 42-18 to the over, 70%. that's about a 30% ROI. That's a really good system. That's actually my number one total system this year in the NBA. So that would match to the over. You also look at kind of the metrics of these teams defensively. Orlando is 20th in the NBA. San Antonio is dead last defensively, 30th overall. So two bad defensive teams. Hopefully that makes your offense look good and you put up a lot of points. Both teams trending to the over quite a bit recently. Orlando is 4-1 to the over their last five. San Antonio is 5-1 to the over their last six. And also, maybe you get kind of a tired legs over here. San Antonio is on the second leg of a back-to-back. Orlando played on the 21st. These are two very young teams. So maybe you're not as quite locked in on defense. Hopefully you can take advantage here offensively. So good system matches, especially these non-conference overs with this home team missing the playoffs 70% this year. Bad defense. Both teams are over teams. Give me the Magic and the Spurs over 227. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on December 23rd. I want to wish everyone a fantastic, happy, healthy, safe, and hopefully a prosperous hashtag cash your bets weekend here as we go into the Christmas weekend. I just want to say that I'm very thankful to be in this opportunity to be the host of the Morning Bets pod and, of course, the Market Insights pod. But seriously, when you get around holiday season, you get a little sentimental. So I just want to thank everyone for waking up early with me, talking about games, breaking down games, hearing maybe a different perspective on games that you've kind of been maybe never been introduced to before, kind of the data-driven angle, the contrarian angle, the betting system angle. So thank you all for tuning in. Reminder, if you're looking for more information, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily. You'll get it every morning when you wake up. Great sports betting content letting you know what's going on that day in particular at VSiN and across the betting market. That's VSiN.com/newsletter. And make sure you follow us on Twitter, at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_Insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Christmas weekend here. We got a lot of games, NFL and college, a lot of great sports going on right now. Be conscious and remember about this windy under. A lot of these games are dealing with wind, and wind is kind of the best friend of an under better here. So have a great holiday season. Hopefully Santa gets everything you want, and hopefully there's no bad beets or coal in your stocking here. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a great day. Have a great Friday. Have a great holiday weekend. And as always, keep grinding. Don't forget to tip your ticket writer. Hopefully you can cash some bets under the Christmas tree here with a lot of winners and some green check marks with some winning tickets. So enjoy the sweats. Have a great holiday weekend. We'll see you guys back on Monday. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.